what were your observations, I suppose, from afar in the Bruins organization? I mean, the Canucks, and you've heard this before, were very, I wouldn't say measured in the decisions they've made in the last 12 months, but there was a lot of fluctuation of what they were going to do with their goalies, what they were going to do coaching-wise. What have been those observations for you, and how does that relate to the challenge you have now?
Well, you know, from afar, I don't, like, because I'm on the other coast, so I wasn't following it real closely. But, you know, it was to me a little surprising. You know, they had, I think, two, you know, number one goalies, you know, maybe top 10 guys in the league. And, you know, over the course of a year, they ended up trading them both. So, I know they have a lot of confidence in Eddie Lack. He had, for a first-year goalie last year, he had a good season. So, you know, and we hope that he can take it to the next step this year.
Is there a free agent fit for goaltenders for you? Would you explore that market? Like you said, with Lack, you like him, but if something was too good to pass up and a big name wanted to be there, could you look at that with your cap scenario? You could, couldn't you?
Yeah, we're going to look at, you know, every avenue that we have to make our team competitive. You know, Vancouver is a big market city. We got a passionate fan base. You know, our owners want to win. So we're going to look at, you know, every possible scenario that we can to try to make the team, you know, competitive for the playoffs and to get to where we want to be, challenging for a Stanley Cup again.
Jim Benning, our guest, the brand new general manager of the Vancouver Canucks. I've always wondered this, Jim, as you head into your first sole general managerial job. You spent a long time in a great program in Boston, and I mean, it wasn't a veto thing for Peter Chiarelli. You played a big role there as an assistant general manager. We all saw you involved in you know, the Tyler Seguin trade talks and things of that nature, but you had to have had some difference of opinion. There had to be a days that you're sitting there thinking, you know what, if I was the head guy, the guy in charge, this is how I would do things. Was there a lot of those moments? Do you have your own theories that you want to put into Vancouver?
Well, we, you know, like when I worked with Peter Chiarelli and with Cam Neely in Boston, the one thing that we always were honest with one another, and, you know, sometimes, you know, we agreed on things and sometimes we disagreed, but we always talked things out. And, you know, at the end of the day, we thought we did what was best for the organization. So I want to bring, you know, that same strategy with me to Vancouver. We're going to, you know, on every decision we make, we're going to get lots of viewpoints. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to make decisions based on what's best for the organization.
Jim Benning, our guest, just asking about Daniel and Henrik. You watched them, and the Bruins played them in the Stanley Cup 3 years ago. What do you get with them? I'm guessing really highly motivated players, really highly motivated to win the Stanley Cup. They know that they've had great careers. They might be headed to the Hall of Fame, but they know it's the one thing that could complete the resume is to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I when they on the day of the announcement last Friday, I walked through the weight room to get to the press room, and you know, it's the end of May, and those guys were in the weight room working out, training for next year. So they're world class athletes. You know, they've accomplished a lot in their careers, but they still want to win the Stanley Cup. So, like, that was one of the things you know, for me with this job is our core guys, our veteran guys, are still hungry to want to win. So, you know, I think that goes a long way to getting back on the right track.
Canucks GM Jim Benning, our guest. So where are you at with Ryan Kesler right now? His trade request, or at least the report of one, was highly publicized, as you know, and there was a lot of teams with interest. Has anything changed? Have you spoken to him at length?
We've touched base. I've touched base with the agent, and I've touched base with Ryan yesterday. You know, we're still going back and forth on that. There's, you know, and we're going to listen to Ryan, and, you know, we're going to have a good, honest, open communication. And then from where it leads to at this point, I don't know, but we've had open communication with him and his agent.
You're coming from a very successful franchise with a recent Stanley Cup. You're going to one that was recently in the Stanley Cup. People probably ask you, Jim, a lot about your 80s Leafs years. Growing up as a kid watching, it was strange, and we don't have the news cycle we have now or the access. What were the 5 years like? There were probably a lot of ups and downs, and just as you went to Vancouver, the Leafs were starting to sort of climb out a little bit of it with draft guys like Wendell Clark and Gary Lehman and getting better, but some really lean years for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was a good experience, though, for me. You know, coming from Western Canada and, you know, coming out east for the first time, and the passion the fans had for the team, things have changed a lot. Like, I haven't really even thought of my playing career till I got this job. You know, if people start bringing that up, that's been almost, 25, 30 years ago now. So I've moved on, and I've been in management now for 21 years. There's lots of work to do, and the work keeps me going. So I don't really reflect too much on what happened 25, 30 years ago. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the new gig. We wish you well. Thanks for coming on. I worked out west for years, so I talked to your old man all the time at Red Deer Rebels games, and it's nice you're not in the same division anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be fun, you know. Our fans are passionate. My dad's doing well, so it's going to be a good.